Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm out here at my little cabin behind the house this morning, sipping on some coffee and listening to, guess what, Western Swing and other things. This is the way I kick off my Saturday mornings, and I know that a lot of you folks do the same thing. What do you say today? I tell you a little outdoor story about an outing that I enjoyed just about 4 days ago up at my buddy Jeff Rice and Demi, his wife's ranch up in Northeast Texas, the Buck and Bass Ranch. Well, Jeff is a great friend, and his whole family, I've become friends with all of them. And his dad, who is 82 now, Richard, came down from, I think, Arizona is where Richard lives. I've met him 3 or 4 times, became friends with him. But the goal was for his dad to get a boar, a wild hog up there. And my job, we were doing some filming for an outdoor show that I do. It's an internet video show that it's on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and just like Friendly News, F-R-I-N-D-L-E-E, Friendly News. And you'll actually be able to watch some of the things that we filmed this past week up there at the Buck and Bass Ranch. But Richard was able to get him a nice boar, a good-sized boar, probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 185 pounds. Made a good shot and got some good pictures of him with the boar, and that'll make plenty of good meat. But what an interesting thing that happened to me while I was up there is I got up and took a big bore air gun. You know, I shoot these 45 caliber Texan by Air Force air guns, shoot a big old 350 grain bullet. It's absolutely lethal on deer, hogs. You know, I mean, they generate about 500 foot-pounds of pressure, that rifle, with that big bullet. But anyway, I'm walking out, and a fat boar, I guessed his weight to be 135, 140 pounds, was at a feeder, and, you know, the real thick cover. If you've ever been up in East Texas, you know, especially around the bottomlands, it's really, really thick. I managed to sneak in there and get within about 30 yards of that hog, made a good shot, dropped him, and I had to walk in, maybe 500, 600 yards from camp to where I was at. I use a method of quartering game. Don't even have to field dress them. I just for wild hogs especially, but removed the four quarters and the back straps and packed it out. Had all that good meat, and I thought, why not fire up Jeff's big smoker, which I did, and I cleaned those loins or the back straps up really well, seasoned them up with all kind of my favorite seasonings. Garlic was a major part of the seasonings. Put them on that smoker and put a good smoke ring on them using hickory wood, and then I put them in an aluminum pan and put a little barbecue sauce and covered that pan with foil and let them cook for about an hour and a half at about 300 degrees. I tell you what, folks, that was some of the very best pulled pork. We were eating that pork at noon. I told Jeff, I said, I've had some fresh pork before, but I don't think ever any fresher than what we just had. But we did that. I cooked the Dutch kettle cobbler out there on a blackberry cobbler, fresh cobbler, on the campfire. And gosh, later in the day, we had some blackened and some fried blue catfish from an earlier trip. If you love the outdoors, I wish you could have been with us this past few days. It was an absolute blast. But I guess the highlight of any outdoor activity, when you stop and in retrospect think about it, is the good times with family and friends. That's what I always try to promote. And Jeff's whole family, they love the outdoors and love spending time together. I've kind of been an adopted member of the family. I've known these folks for several years now, but every time they get together and I have the opportunity, I always make the drive from my house to the Buck and Bass Ranch and spend some time. You know, it's about time to kick off some Western Swing and other things. I'm about ready for a little more of that good music, and I bet you are too. Make sure and tune in next week. We'll have some more fun, folks.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.